I met Perry Mansfield back in 2011 in Kenya. He was with our Global Rapid Response team tackling the food crisis in the Horn of Africa. Perry and his wife live in Juba, the capital of South Sudan. Perry is exactly what South Sudan needs right now.
We're making sure children, communities, families have access to health care or to continuing their education, making sure that they have access to markets for their farm products or new techniques on growing produce so that they can actually earn a living.
We spent a Saturday morning with families who garden together in Kwajak, the capital of Warup State. Inflation is driving all prices up, including vegetables, but the eggplant, squash, arugula, onion, and tomatoes growing in this garden are free. World Vision supplied the seeds and the training. One little boy, Mayor Mayer, told me he likes the watermelon the best. He said it put more water into his body and makes him healthy. When children have favorite foods they actually get to eat, it speaks volumes about the hope in their lives. But other families can't grow their own food, so World Vision supplies it.
On the emergency side, I would say the largest programming we're doing is food. So we're distributing food to those who have been displaced by the conflict. And today, I think we're World Food Program's largest partner.
We visited St. Joseph's School, where World Vision provides food for hundreds of children every school day. Sister Margaret told us that the children at this school used to be too hungry to study. Ring, a 10-year-old with a very sweet smile, says with complete honesty that since he can eat, now things are better. Other children in South Sudan need more support, especially those who have run from their homes. We visited a camp for internally displaced people in Warup State. It was dusty and dirty, but we saw happy kids there playing soccer, jumping rope, and drawing pictures under a tree at a World Vision child-friendly space. World Vision sets up child-friendly spaces to make sure kids have a chance to be kids, even though things are falling apart around them.
We're making sure that people have access to clean water. When you run from your home, you leave everything behind, so they need things like sleeping mats, or plastic sheeting to cover up the huts they put together, or they might need mosquito netting because it is a wet place that has a high degree of malaria. So we provide the sort of items that you would need to continue to live.
One of the most beautiful images we saw at the camp was a cross that had been carved into a tree. When you run away from home, you leave everything behind, including your church. The cross had been carved there for Easter services. It was a sign of hope that the people of South Sudan still have faith.
The Lord says, take up your cross and follow me. That reminds me that the path of our faith is not necessarily going to be comfortable. It looks a lot like the cross. And I think that is one of the things that keeps me going.
In South Sudan, as in everywhere World Vision works, our staff amazes me. There's Madeline Bolanda, a Congolese doctor who runs all of our programs in Warup State. Madeline's strong faith, her experience in serving in relief situations, and a sunny personality that lights up a room brings hope to the people of South Sudan. Madeline has served in South Sudan for 5 years now, joining a team that has been present in the area since 1972.
Our long-term presence gains us trust. So we have the trust of the government. They remember that we were there throughout the previous conflict. We've gained the trust of the church. So we do work closely with the church in many, many sites, and we're a recognized name to church leaders, which allows us to use them as partners in doing the work we do.
In South Sudan, there is so much to do. Staff like Madeline work most every day. She takes off Sundays to go to church, work in the garden of the World Vision compound, and cook a big meal for the staff. She listens to gospel music, reads the Bible and Joel Osteen's books to maintain the kind of attitude a leader needs in South Sudan, turning obstacles into opportunity and hardship into hope.
We haven't lost hope as World Vision, and I think we help the community retain hope. All the kids, when we ask them, what is it you want? They will almost always respond with two answers. They want peace, and they want opportunity for education because they want to be doctors. They want to be school teachers. There is hope right there.
We went to a conference in Warup State where 100 young people were learning how to promote peace in their villages instead of conflict. We saw the next generation of South Sudan, the generation of hope and resilience. They are the future.
The South Sudanese are some tough people. I have no doubt that when peace comes back, they're going to rebuild. I don't give in too much to the disappointment. Given some time, given the resources, they can build this country back. I have a lot of faith in the South Sudanese, and I don't think God has given up on South Sudan.